Hello everyone, Chindika Mercy here. Today we are going to talk about God, our Father. In the previous podcast, we talked about nothing is impossible with God. And guess what? The God that we're talking about is our Father. So we're going to read our key scripture is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. The Bible says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So the Bible is clearly telling us that even before he created the world, he had already chosen us, and also he had already planned to adopt us into his family. So when he adopted us into his family, because of what Christ Jesus did on the cross, we became his children. We are his children. Hallelujah. And Romans 8, starting from verse 15, the last part to 16, the Bible tells us that now we call him Abba Father, for his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. You know, I was looking at, I was trying to look at the dictionary and try to understand what father means. Father, when we say someone is a father, they are the originator, they are the initiator. Like when we look at biological fathers, for a child to be conceived, the man has to give a seed. Without the man giving a seed, there can be no conception. So when God saying is our father, it means he's our originator. Hallelujah. A father gives a child identity, which means God gives us our identity. When the disciples went to Jesus and asked him to teach them how to pray, this is what he said in Luke chapter 11, verse 2. Jesus said, this is how you should pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. When we are praying, we have to recognize that God is our Father. So he is our originator. He is our protector. He is our provider. He is our source. So when God is your Father, he is the one who's supposed to provide for you. He's the one who's supposed to protect you. He is your source. I want you to understand that God is your source. For those of you that have children, when children wake up, do they have to stress about how am I going to make it through this day? How am I going to feed myself? They know they have a father in the home and the father provides for them. They don't need to worry about, do my parents have enough money to sustain me? All they know is just to go and say, Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I need this. Because they have an understanding that their father is their provider. When they're in trouble, they'll run to their parents. They'll run to their father because they understand that their father is their protector. I want you to know that you have your Father in heaven and he is your source. He is your originator. He's your protector. He's your provider. Why don't you trust in him? And as we even proceed, for those of you who have never received the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I want you to say this prayer with me because you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. That's when you will experience God as your Father. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sins. I receive the gift that Jesus brought, which is the gift of salvation. May you erase all my sins and may the Lord Jesus come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I give my life to you because you gave your life to me. I accept the sacrifice that Jesus paid on the cross. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So if you have said that prayer, if you have believed in your heart and confessed it, you are now a child of God. God is your father, he's your source, and he's your originator, and he gives you identity. So as you go about your daily business, know that you have a father who's your provider, your source. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you are our father. Help us to trust you, to depend on you, because you are our source, O God. So Lord, even as we go about our daily business, may we have the consciousness that our Father is alive and our Father is our originator. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you once again. May God bless you. Till we meet again in the next podcast, Chindika Messi here. Bye. The kingdom wide, but far from him.